If I asked you to describe the typical startup founder, who comes to mind? I'm betting it will be a young, maybe male, pretty much a hipster maybe, a tech hipster perhaps. But for nearly two decades, Kay Koplowitz has been challenging that stereotype with her incubator Springboard Enterprises, which supports and trains women with business ideas. And she knows her stuff. She founded the USA Network and headed President Bill Clinton's Women's Business Council. Kay, welcome to Australia again.
Thank you. It's fun to be here, and it's our sixth year here in Australia.
Incredible. When you began Springboard, women startup founders were only receiving 2% of invested venture capital. That was 18 years ago. What percentage do they receive now?
Well, it depends on how you look at the statistics, really. It hasn't necessarily gone up as much. It's in still the single digits, but you'll see reports that'll be anywhere between 2% and 7 or 8% of the venture capital. And I think that is because the amount of money being raised by venture capitalists has really grown to gigantic proportions. And I think that those proportions are really affecting the percentages at the early startup phase, and not just for women, but for everybody, because some of the biggest funds have to invest billions of dollars in venture-backed companies, and you're finding that of the largest companies out there, let's say an Airbnb or an Uber or something like that, they're putting in billions of dollars into those companies. So that does affect the percentage at the earlier startup phase in the marketplace. But we're seeing more women getting funding, more companies being funded, led by women, dramatically more than we did back 18 years ago, which was virtually none. So it's interesting. It's an interesting growth.
It is an interesting growth. It leaves me to conclude that there's a lot of room for improvement. Where would you like that figure to be at?
I'm more about the number of women entrepreneurs that are doing businesses in technology and life sciences, which basically are businesses that have to seek outside capital. They're not organic growth businesses. They're businesses meant to scale and be large, and so therefore usually have to raise outside capital. So I'm more interested in that these companies getting funded, and our record in that is unchallenged in the marketplace. Here in Australia, 45 companies previously brought through our program, 81% raised capital. This, on the average, is four times the usual number that are coming out of accelerators. So I would say that our cohorts of women entrepreneurs are performing very well in this marketplace. It's the same in the United States. 84% of our entrepreneurs raise capital, and we have a high degree of companies getting to liquidity events. This is what interests me because, as I said, I think there's somewhat of a distortion at the high end of the marketplace with billions having to go into certain companies. It distorts the percentages at the lower end where people are earlier, closer to startup. And that's true, as I say, for women and for men.
You launched Springboard in Australia about 5 years ago. How does Australia compare to the US when it comes to supporting women startups?
It depends on what part of the market you are in the US. The women have the lowest performance record in California or on Silicon Valley. It's been harder for them on the East Coast and in different parts of the country that are now coming onto their own through whether it's Texas or Southern California or the Midwest. You're seeing women, a higher percentage of women getting funding. How does it compare with Australia? I think Australia still is in its nascent growth stage. When we came here, I only could identify $25 million in the marketplace here in Australia investing in early stage companies, and that was all, not just women. And so I think that here in Australia, Springboard has been a leader in really bringing the market along. We've been out there and vocal for our sixth year now about the need to fund innovation and startup companies. There has been progress in this marketplace. There's over $1 billion now in this marketplace for early stage company investing. The government has tried to put forth different policies. There have been some tax revisions that make it more attractive. However, there is still a relatively low amount of money in Australia for early stage, and I hope to see this continue to grow year over year.
Do women represent the next great disruptor in this field?
I think that women are bringing great transformational businesses to the marketplace. You have a company here called Canva that is probably one of the few Australian companies that is thought to be a unicorn, an valuation of $1 billion, and that is an online design company that has customers in over 170 countries around the world. We have really great companies like Switch Automation, Deb Noller's company, that is really changing the sustainability of building operations for big building complexes, really minimizing the impact, the carbon impact on the environment. There are lots of really interesting companies coming out of this marketplace. And actually, two companies are on the public markets. Aldaba and Flamingo are both public companies here in the marketplace. And four more companies from our cohorts have sold. Companies like Booking Boss and MyPlan, which is a SaaS company operating in the mining industry. So really interesting companies that are coming out of this marketplace for a relatively new market for innovation. I think that the women are performing quite well.
And has there been a culture change in the US under the Trump presidency, I suppose, coinciding with at the same time, and I'm not linking this, but at the same time as this Me Too movement as well?
The Me Too movement in the United States, I think, is about time that women speak up for each other. I think when you're a lone voice speaking out against the discrimination you found, whether that's job discrimination, sexual harassment, a lot of different things that have caused pressure on women in the marketplace. When there are many more women in the marketplace as there are today, and I think that's the major shift that has happened in the last year, is that it has shifted from believing the accused to believing the accusers. And I think that corporations today are paying a lot more attention. This is why you're seeing people who were in these positions of power losing their positions, whether they're the CEO of the company or not, or whether they're a major executive in a company. It doesn't really matter now. But what's important is, how are we going to behave in the future? How are we going to give women and other minorities who are looked at as minorities in the community equal footing, respect, treat everyone with respect, and give people a voice at the table? And I think that's the most important thing to come out of it. Not what happened in the past, but will happen in the future.
I want to thank you for coming on the show, Kay. Really interesting conversation.
Pleasure to be here.
Kay Koplowitz has been challenging all these stereotypes. She is in charge of Springboard Enterprises, which supports and trains women with business ideas, and she's in Australia for her sixth year. This is RN Drive 0418 226 576.